Welcome to the Uncaged Podcast. I'm Andy. This is episode 2, where we discuss all things mindset, motivation, and becoming the version of ourselves we truly desire to become. So let's go down the rabbit hole together so we can discuss the things that we avoid to live a life full of prosperity and without limitation, and unlock our potential that we have waiting to be found. Now, in episode 1, I discussed goals and getting clear on them. So if you haven't done that first, go back, watch that, do that activity first, as the information I'm going to give today on habits is going to be very important when it comes to you walking your path towards your goal and achieving it. Now, habits. What is a habit? A habit is something that we've done repeatedly so often that it's programmed into our mind and our body, and now is an unconscious program where we don't need to think or fuel it with conscious awareness to action or fulfill. And we run by it every day in our routines. So we need to look at the things that we're repeating that are in the way of us achieving our goals. My goal to be able to get you to have this is so that I can give you your power back. So I can give you the skill to learn to recognize it and reflect, and also how to change these habits that hold you anchored and at bay of not being able to achieve your goals or live the life that you truly want. Now, this is so important because you can avoid this step as long as you want. However, it's going to take you the long way round. If you go straight forward to this area of learning to recognize, learning to catch yourself when you slip from the path of your habits, you're going to feel so empowered because you're going to be the creator. You'll intercept things that you no longer tolerate within yourself and the way that you react and think. So let's do exactly that. We now know that habits are something we repeat, so let's learn to intercept it. What do we need to do first before we even discuss how to change them? We need to learn to become aware. So I'm going to give you a little activity that you can do either while you're listening to this or in your own time. It's a little focus experiment so that you can learn to feel what it's like to direct your awareness. It's a little bit strange, but I tell you what, give it a shot as it's exercising your awareness muscles in your mind and is very important. So wherever you are, whether you're walking, sitting, driving, sleeping, maybe not sleeping, I want you to put your hands down, and with your gaze and your awareness, I want you to look forward. Lock onto a dot, a speck of, or a wall, or anywhere you can so that you're not trying to look with your physical eyes. And with your hands down, I want you to try and tune in with your mind without looking with your eyes, and I want you to tune into your fingertips. I want you to feel the sensation of your fingers. Maybe you'll feel wind. Maybe you'll feel a pulse or a tingle, whatever it is. And hold it there. And once you've got that and you've solidified that awareness in your fingers and you're feeling both hands at the same time or one hand, doesn't matter, I want you to direct your focus and awareness to your feet and do the same thing. If you're wearing shoes, maybe feel the contact of the shoes on your feet. Hold that focus. Learn to become aware and directing your awareness, not just having it scattered everywhere and reactive. You're holding it in the moment. Hold it on your feet. And then if you really, really want to try and challenge yourself, hold the awareness of your feet and your hands at the same time. It's quite a crazy sensation. Without looking with your physical eyes, you're just directing your awareness. Now, this is what we're trying to do. We're trying to be at the forefront of our conscious awareness. Because when you learn to do this activity well, after repeating it every day, it's funny, we're talking about habits, you learn to recognize when things from the outside of that conscious awareness come in and intercept what you're trying to do. And this is a really, really good activity to learning how to recognize unconscious programs that you have. Because it always starts as a thought, as the things you think about, how you think about them, the internal language you use, the story you tell about yourself. Because if you've got a goal to be confident, to feel better, to have financial freedom, to have all of these things, and you're trying to focus on that goal, and you've got intercepting thoughts outside of you that are saying you're not confident, or I'm not good enough, and I'm unworthy, and it will never happen for me because I have X, Y, Z on my plate, and it's just never going to occur. There you go. You will get to learn to recognize that. And if you avoid this step, trust me, I avoided it for a very long time when I was beginning, and it took me the long way around. And until I went and did this activity and went inward and learned how to recognize my unconscious habits that kept intercepting the things that I truly desired, nothing changed. My life remained the exact same, and I got more and more frustrated, more disappointed, and it led to depression, me being a drug addict, and my life going to crumbles. And the long road to recovery came from that, until I went inward and learned to catch my own habits in the act when they got in my way. And that's what I want to give you today, because I've overcome it. I have the tools and the skill now to pass on. So you've learned how to scan your awareness on your body. The more that you do this process, you start to ground your mind, especially if you've got a scattered mind and you're always overthinking, overanalyzing, reacting to your outside world. All of these things need to be calmed down to a point of balance in your mind. So how can you ever build a goal when you're constantly reacting to things in your world or performing actions you know you don't want to do? We need to learn to balance our mind. So how you do that is there's countless ways. There's meditation, there's working out, there's utilizing your awareness in the skills of scanning like I just went through before. And in the end, you're going to have to repeat these processes to apply a new habit. This is your first new habit, learning to balance your mind. Once you do this and get good at it, because you do it every day, it's not hard, as you just did it with me, and you do it every day, you start to find that you're no longer in that scattered mind. You're less reactive, and you're starting to notice things in your world. You're starting to notice, hang on, why am I thinking that way? Why am I doing this action? That doesn't align with my goal. It doesn't even make sense. Then you're at the point now where you can start to intercept it. Now I'm going to put this to my top because I need to clap my hands a little bit. Hopefully you can still hear that. When you first begin the process of trying to intercept unconscious programs that you have, you're going to fail over and over again in the sense of them taking back over. The reason why is because you've been one way for so long, and now you're trying to apply this new vision and goal in your life. And your old program isn't very happy about that. So it's going to try and do its best to throw you off, distract you, give you new impulses and feelings of, could be fear, the thoughts of being not worthy or unconfident, all of these things. But the good news is they can be changed. They can be changed, and you can create a new path and habit. Now, as soon as you try and venture onto this new path and you're learning to recognize all of these things that are coming up within you when you go and try and walk the walk of your goal, rather than just having it as an idea for you, you're truly trying to do it, you're going to face a couple of things. The old program that the new goal doesn't have in it or is required, that new goal is going to do its best to distract you. It's going to do its best to throw you off, throw you impulses and thoughts that just drift into your head. And your goal is to recognize that so that you don't just cave to it and take its prompt and follow it with the action that matches it. So if you're unconfident, that doesn't mean just carry away. You realize and go, I know that. That's the old way. My goal is to be confident. My goal requires me to have courage and persistency. And I need to learn to recognize that so that I can catch it. And the more you catch it in the act, the more you're starting to rewire your brain. I'll give you a quick example with my hand. So here's the old, here's the new. Starts off like this. The moment you venture out, you go a little bit away, the old program that you've run for so long is going to snap back and sneak in into your mind. That's where you get all those impulsive thoughts and things that you're not consciously trying to do. Now that you know what it's like to direct your awareness, like in your hands and feet, you're consciously trying to make this goal occur. But the more that you keep trying, you break away and the old one catches you, the more often that you catch yourself, the bigger that gap gets. Yes, it might catch you again. Yes, it might catch you again. But if you notice what's happening, the gap gets bigger and bigger until the point where it no longer has enough power to come and catch you. The gap got so big that now you're on this whole new path. You've rewired your mind to the point where the old has disconnected and you've put in this new focus, this new awareness of habit. You've disconnected it. And that's the key to actually changing the habit. You've got to catch it. And that's why resilience is key, as it is in anything, as it is in working out. You don't just give up when it gets challenging. You try and challenge it and you push against it. So when you get an impulsive thought that comes in and it catches you and you go, instead of getting frustrated and reacting to that, no worries, I caught you in the act. You got me this time, but next time I'm going to be ready. I'm going to be ready. I'm going to be standing at the forefront of my mind. So I'm going to catch you in the act. I'm going to make that gap as big as I can. This was something I had to do so often in the beginning. And I still need to do it when I'm trying to change anything new in my mind and myself and in my life. So utilize this information to your advantage so that you no longer get frustrated when it catches you or you cave to the impulse of those thoughts. That's the key. So make sure you don't quit. A lot of people quit way too early and they wonder why nothing's changing. Well, don't give up. Ever. Keep going. You want your goal way more than you want this life. Rather than settling for the same old, keep the vision alive and don't give up. So a thought comes in, catch it. The more you do that, that gap's going to get so big that that no longer is going to apply and distract you and unseat your mind. And you're going to get very strong with your awareness to the point that you'd be surprised. Not many things can take you off your guard. You'll be always ready. And that's the key. So start by gaining awareness, utilizing the practice that I gave earlier, scan your body, exercise it that way, and then start to recognize, what am I thinking? That's not really what I want to be thinking right now. You don't wake up in the morning and want to think negative. That's a program. That's a program that's coming up and you're just watching it come in. 9 times out of 10 in the past, you would have just operated by it and followed your day wondering why you feel pissed off. We need to intercept it. You know how you want to feel. You want to feel amazing. You want to live that life you see and be in control, be the creator of these things. So the key, catch it. Catch it in the act and do not give up. Keep catching it to the point that it gets so big that it no longer has power over you. Yes, it takes conscious awareness. I'm not going to lie to you and say, this is the easiest task you're ever going to do. It's going to be hard. However, you want that goal. You want the goal so bad because you're sick and tired of the repetition and you being the way that you are, that you know you can change. It's the key. So use that as your step one in the activity when it comes to changing your habits. Learn to catch them. Reduce their power. Gain the power back. And like I said earlier, this activity and getting good at it will give you a confidence and a trust within you that you wouldn't believe, because you know in anything you do, any new adventure, you're going to understand how to recognize it because you've got conscious awareness on the task you're trying to do. If you need to learn something new, you're just going to learn something new. You're not going to doubt yourself. You just have to practice and learn. That's it. I'm being real with you here because in the end, I could dance around all day and say, think positively. And then when you get pissed off saying that, I thought positively, and then out of nowhere I thought negatively, and now your method doesn't work. It's because you need to repeat it over and over and over again and focus on thinking the way you want to think. Because here's the trick. The way you think leads to how you feel. And then when you start to feel a certain way, you might be inspired and your actions change. Hence why we have to start with our thoughts. And you do that by learning to recognize it with your awareness. The more you exercise it, the stronger it gets like a muscle, and then you get really good at it. Make it your mission to not quit on yourself. Do that. Just don't quit. Don't give up. If you want your goal, whatever it is for you, that's important to you. And you've got things that are in your way that you're trying to change about you and the way you react, how you feel and your actions. Change it. You have the power. This is what this is all about. Uncaged, this podcast, is because if we're not careful, we get put into a box that we created. Yes, things can happen in our life. Yes, circumstances can be hard. But I tell you what, it's always up to us and we always have the control. And I believe that. I want you to believe that you can. You can change any circumstances, any scenario in your world and in yourself. Starts with your mind. Mind, mind, mind. Mindset, everything. This is the key, foundation building. You don't build a house starting with the wood frame of all the rooms, the kitchen, and the roof. You build a foundation first, the concrete slab to build on so it's sturdy and strong, so I don't run into issues later. This is what we're doing. The awareness skill that I'm giving you here is to learn to reflect within yourself, to learn to catch things that aren't meant to be there, that you don't want there, that you want to change. You'll be able to discern through the things that aren't from your conscious awareness, that are programs. And it's just because we've operated a certain way for so long and we're learning to catch it. So you've got step two. Step one was setting the goal. We need that. We need something to drive us that we get excited by. And we're going to keep reviewing it. Make sure that that's the thing that's in our mind that's strong. It's going to help us get through these impulsive thoughts and feelings and actions to the point where we can start to intercept them, change them, so we can get closer to that goal, so we can make it real and a reality. And in future episodes, I'm going to explain how I've actually done this in my life. I want to give you the skills so you can begin straight away and practice. And this all should just be something that we gain skills of. A closing thought as well is, you might be hearing me say all these things and instantly having those impulsive thoughts come in and say, ah, shit, what do you mean I got to go inward and reflect and learn to catch these thoughts? I don't even want to look at them. There you go, you know your first step. Overcome the barrier. You're in control and are the creator. And I'm telling you right now, you can reprogram the old habits you have. You can get rid of them. And you can put the new in place that you want to have. You want to feel good. You want to be confident. You want to have courage. You want to be so consistent and have resilience against hardships. If you fail, you get back up and go. All of these things that are required to achieving most goals. Because anything worth achieving usually isn't overly easy. So I'm giving you skills so that you can go out and get it. Because you deserve it. We all deserve it. Maybe we just lack a skill or a piece of information to act on. So give that a shot. Practice this. In future, I'm going to expand on new ways, other skills, other activities you can practice with. But for now, sit at the forefront of your mind. Be the conscious person that's there. If you're always rushing around in your day, you never get the chance to change. I've been through this and I've seen what it takes. I've been on the other side of my old habits and myself to the point where I'm able to then know how to create new habits, how to push through uncomfortable situations. And I want that for you. I want you to be able to break through the old ways so that you have that trust within yourself and that confidence that you could go out and do anything. It's your turn. That's what I want this to be. That's what Uncage is for. Get you out of the box that we've created. Break out. Become uncaged and be the conscious creator of your life. And I can't wait to hear about it. I want to hear how you've changed your life to how you wanted it to be, regardless of your starting position. It does not matter. And it's possible. I've lived it, and I want you to have that. So I'll see you next time for episode 3.